Sarah Leonard from Legacy Properties. How's your little one, Sarah?
He's hanging in there.
All right. Is your mom coming over with a pitcher of margaritas and a straw?
That's where I'm at now.
That sounds amazing.
Load mama up.
All right. So sorry you couldn't make it down. Family's always first, but I got a question for you. We just talked about installing a system to keep sewer backup from coming into our listeners' basements. The system could cost up an investment of up to $10,000. As the largest selling real estate agent, by volume, not by size, but by volume, in Illinois, is it easy for you as a realtor to get a $10,000 premium versus another home that doesn't have that vault system that keeps the sewer water out of your basement? How difficult is it for the homeowner to recoup that investment?
So I think that there's an unspoken dollar amount associated with fear. So let's just say you know that there is an issue in certain areas where they have backup and that stuff happening. If there isn't a system, because you have to disclose that in Illinois by law if that's a recurring issue. And so if they don't have that, then it's almost like the fear outweighs any dollar amount. So will you get back exactly $10,000? I can't say it'll be exactly that amount, but will it help you selling with ease and peace of mind? Absolutely. Because if I have a disclosure that states there's been a reoccurring issue with that, a lot of times it's not about a dollar amount of the house. They just don't want to deal with it and they move on. So it is a very, very necessary step for a homeowner to take, not only for themselves, but for the idea of selling in the future, because nobody wants to buy into someone else's mess.
Okay. There you go. That basically sums up what we talked about while you were attending to your little boy. So let's talk about inventory. You've got some numbers for Northbrook and Schaumburg, what they are now, and what is a typical market. So I'll turn it over to you, Sarah.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. So right now, if we look in, we'll start with your hometown. So Northbrook, we've got 32 active single-family homes, while we have 52 contingent and under contract. So almost double, and so of the homes pending, then there are active. In a normal market, we usually see about 2.5 to 3 times this inventory.
Wow.
So instead of having 30 homes, we'll have closer to 100. We're so far off base right now with what the norm is, and I'm sure you can attest to this, David. I mean, buyers are still anxious and out there. They are scurrying to get their hands on a mortgage right now. Would you agree?
100%. Home down the street from me went on the market, right? My wife's like, how long do you think it's going to sell? I'm like, in a day. Sure enough, yeah. I know the owner. I'm like, I didn't want to call him that day, right? Over the weekend, he called me about something else. I'm like, hey, how's the sale going? He's like, we got an offer.
Yeah.
at list, buyer put 50% down.
Yeah.
As a contingency because they didn't want to lose it.
Yeah.
So they signed the contract, one day, full ask, 50% down. Hundreds of thousands
Wild.
Of dollars down.
Yeah.
You know, it would have been maybe like 3%, right? $5,000, maybe, you know, $10,000, you know,
it's wild.
Crazy. So,
yeah, in Schaumburg, there's 22 active homes. Of those, six of them have offers on them, but they haven't been accepted. So there's 22 active, and then under contract, 64.
And
there's 3 times pending. It's wild.
Schaumburg's giant.
Schaumburg's twice the size of Northbrook.
Schaumburg's giant. Wow. Yeah.
And there's 22 active homes. It's wild. And so, and of those, you know, a fourth of them already have people that have submitted offers on them. They're just negotiating. So, you know, I think that for all homeowners who have this, you know, the fear of the unknown, the market is really stabilizing. Buyers are excited. They want to get into the market. The rates aren't having them operate in fear. We just need people to, you know, gain that confidence and put their home on the market.
The challenge is 70% of Americans have rates, either don't have a mortgage or have rates that are 4% or below. That's the challenge that realtors are facing right now. That's why we have the inventory challenges that we have right now. Okay, so unless we talked about last time Sarah was on, somebody passed, somebody got divorced, somebody's retiring, or you're bringing in, the house is too small because you're bringing in family members due to some type of challenge, or you're having your in-laws move in and you need a different space.
Well, then you're just going to call me.
Well, then you're going to call you, or move into a bigger home because they just don't have enough space.
Correct.
And they don't want to pop the top and bump the back out.
Correct.
This is what's happening.
Yeah.
Right? And until the rates get, and the rates went up this week. I mean, we're solidly back in the sevens with the jobs report.
Wow.
You know, we went from 200,000 jobs to 400,000, over 400,000 with the ADP, freaked everybody out. Rate shot up a quarter of a point. So we're solidly in the sevens, Sarah. And, you know, people are, listeners are not going to leave their houses in the twos and the threes and the fours to go into a house that's in the sevens. It doesn't make financial sense to them. Jeremy?
Hey, Sarah, I had a question. We talked once before of short sales hitting the market. Obviously, those happen, but are those still happening, or not really because there's equity in the house, or what does that look like?
So I hadn't seen short sales in the market in probably 5-6 years.
Okay.
And yes, we are seeing them. I think my team has 3 right now, and it's people that, you know, had done everything possible to keep their property, which during the times of COVID, there were so many options in place. And now that those options are starting to dwindle, or that things are stabilizing, we're starting to see those people, they just can't keep up. They can't make up the loss. So although it's a small percentage, we are starting to see that hit the market, which hadn't been in, you know, like a half a decade. So I do think that we'll see that grow, but nothing like what it was before.
Sure.
There's opportunity there, though. I mean, these people, you know, it's unfortunate. They tried and tried and tried. And sometimes with these banks, there is some opportunity to negotiate. You just have to have a lot of patience because they take
forever,
6 to 9 months. So you've got to have the right buyer who can wait.
That's also a factor.
Are we able to announce that project that you're working on? Is it official yet, or are we still under an NDA?
We're under an NDA. We're just waiting for like the one final layer of approval. But I am just so excited. Our photographer's been out there. We are almost ready to go live. So definitely by the next show, we can do that. And you and I will be there, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Wonderful.
It's an unbelievable opportunity that Sarah has been working on for 3-4 months now. And it's going to be an opportunity for our listeners to buy homes in a great area that is highly desirable. And when she's able to talk about it, and we are able to talk about it in more detail, we will. But I've been through these houses. They're beautiful.
Nice.
It's all everything you want, and the price is right. So,
yeah, absolutely. I have a quick question for you, David. So if I know you work with some of the smartest guys around, if you had to forecast where you'd see the rates getting like comfortably into the sixes, like not 6.875, but like 6.5, 6, when do you think that's 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, a year? What do you think?
It's not going to happen before the end of the year. I mean, it's just too hot right now. All I could say is, you know, what we talked about earlier, Sarah, the student loans repayment, when that money gets taken out of the economy and we start seeing spending subside and we start seeing those types of allocations of funds going towards student loans instead of things that people don't need, and we start having inventories back up, we start having companies having to cut prices in order to empty those warehouses, and then it's having to start laying individuals off because they're not selling products, that's when the rates will drop. But guess what? It's hotter than hot right now, and you're probably looking at first quarter of next year at the earliest. If I was to predict anything, I just don't see anything stopping this thing and keeping the rates in the sevens. I really don't. It's just it's hot right
wild.
Now. Yeah.
So a second pandemic.
No, we don't want. Listen, I just need one more pandemic and I'm retired. We just need we need the market. We need for our listeners who can't afford things to stop spending money on things they can't afford.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Perspective, though, if somebody's going to purchase a home now, it's like, how long are they going to have to carry the burden of these rates? Okay, you're thinking it's another, call it 6 months. I mean, in the grand scheme of a 30-year mortgage, is that the end of the world? No. You know, if you're thinking that into next year, you'll sit comfortably, you know, maybe a point lower. It is still encouraging, right, for people that are out there now, you know, that six months isn't forever. So that's not bad.
And the bottom line is you technically aren't able to refinance before you make 7 payments or 6 or 7 payments, or else the loan originator
forget it.
That who originated your original loan gets penalized with an early payoff.
Sure.
So it's going to take, listen, the first quarter, second quarter next year, I feel a lot more confident, you know, saying that it's just too hot out there.
So
I think these student loan payments are going to have a major calming effect on inflation.
You both are saying, hey, the 7%, 8% that you're seeing, don't let it get to your head.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, don't let it get to your
gas
head.
Gas prices
it's going to change.
Gas was $5 a gallon a couple of, like 6, 8, 10 months ago. Did you stop driving?
Sure. Well, some people
might have. People yeah, did, some but people not did, enough. Yeah.
I saw a lot of Teslas on the road.
Well, sure. but we're 10 years away from that.
Yes, we are.
Okay,
yes.
But I'm just saying, change of pattern, change of habits.
Yeah.
If you need a place to live with this project that she's got coming up, with
that's
the shortage
cool.
that's out there, these things are going to go like hotcakes.
Heck yeah.
That's right. They are.
Nice.
And we're going to talk about it more when we can. We teased enough about
that's
it.
That's exciting.
I can't tease anymore. But if our listeners want to reach out to you, my friend, how do they reach out to you, Sarah?
www.sarahleonardsells.com or 224-239-3966.
And I want to say this. Sarah Leonard was the first in the Team Hochberg new video podcast studio.
Okay.
We recorded a session for the Chicagoland Business Network, CLBN, which we started. It's going to be on YouTube. Everybody in here is invited to come do a segment. So we're doing some final editing and cleaning it up. Rob Lindemann's daughter is doing that for us.
Oh, that's
very
cool.
Nice young lady.
That's fun.
And so thank you for breaking in our studio for us, Sarah. That was very nice of you. And we'll get that up as soon as possible, my friend.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. It was a lot of fun. Hopefully a lot of people participate in that. It was a great, great experience.
All right. And a phone number one more time.
224-239-3966.